Blog Talk Radio.
Univision or any of the other 26 platforms, please download this. It's going to be a tremendous show. The more downloads we get, the more airtime we get next week in succession. You know, when you look at the movies, you really don't think about the people that create the greatest aspect of all, and that's the inner workings. Tonight, I'm very blessed to have a tremendous artist in his work. He's truly, in my eyes, going to be one of the best in the business as soon as he, I guess you could say, reaches his peak. But for right now, he's tearing up Hollywood. He's tearing up the movie scenes. With that being said, let's welcome Eric Fox to the program. Eric, how you doing, brother?
Wonderful. Hey, thank you for having me on, man. Love the introduction. We're having a good time out here doing our thing.
Oh, most definitely. You know, that's kind of cool, man, because when I saw your live feed, I paid attention to you here and there, and then a buddy of mine that's an internet sensation, and different, there's all different kinds of genres, he kind of turned me on to your live feeds, and I got to say, you know, seeing you work, seeing the ability that you have, is tremendous. What took that rural farm boy to the level that you're at now? What put that thought, that motivation, and it took you to the path of being a makeup artist and, you know, design aspects?
Yeah, I was always captivated with special effects, like ever since I was a kid watching monster movies and sci-fi flicks and stuff like that. And, you know, really didn't have a lot of friends growing up, so I definitely spent a lot of time, watching flicks, and then being interested in art definitely was another passion. I like to draw and sculpt, and, you know, which are two of the main fundamentals for what I do today. But, as a kid, I was just totally fascinated with it. And as I got older, finally moved out to, Southern California when I was a teenager. So I had a little bit more access to supplies and stuff. But, yeah, it was fun.
Yeah, you're tremendous at it. You know, the ability that you have is incredible, you know, and to come from your humble beginnings and to truly get where you're at in the business today is tremendous. You know, I look at myself because I've been a photographer in the industry for 23 years. I've been a journalist for 15. And I'm my harshest critic. You know, I'm the worst.
Of course.
I mean,
me too.
Right? You know, people say, why do you throw that picture away? You know, why aren't you using that one? When it comes to the work that you do, you know, and the special effects and all that aspect in that realm, how much of your work truly hits the garbage can? Because I know deep in thought, if you're like me, it's got to be perfect or you're not using it.
Well, you know, see, the thing is it's crazy because the deadlines and stuff that you get in this business, usually you don't have time to redo a lot of stuff. And we've been doing stuff long enough now to where we try not to have to redo stuff. You know, we try to get it right the first time. I've been doing this for over 20-something years. So, when I was on that show, Face Off, you know, everybody always ask, they're like, oh, well, how do you guys get all that stuff done on those deadlines? And it's like anybody in the business knows that it's always those deadlines. We do a lot of work on music videos and a lot of stuff in the music industry, and those are some of the quickest turnarounds. We just did the little furry creature things for Muse's new video series, the band Muse, which those are great guys, but for Simulation Theory, their new album, we did like four of the videos.
That's right.
And I think we had like a week and a half turnaround to make all the puppets. We did like 12 puppets.
That's cool as hell, because, you know, one thing I see in you, and I think you see in yourself, and I think that's why you're so successful, is diversity is a key. You know, not just pinning yourself down to one genre or one facet of the industry will allow you to grow. Would you say that's a fair...
Oh, yeah, you got to keep diverse, for sure. We do everything from animatronics to prosthetic makeups. We do... we're working on a bunch of spaceships right now that are all 3D modeled and 3D printed. So we try to, you know, keep the, you know, run the gambit from, you know, everything from, you know, creature stuff to, we also do the stuff for Shark Week. For the past 4 years, we do the bait that they put the GoPros and stuff. So like the turtles and dolphins that they drag behind the boats, we make a lot of that stuff.
Yeah. See, that's incredible, because not only do you got to be talented, but you also have to be creative. You know, when you sit
it's
back.
It's all problem solving.
Yeah, right.
It's just problem solving. That's it. It's just like MacGyver in arts and crafts all day long.
Yeah, it truly is, because, I mean, like you said, a lot of your work, you know, you don't have the time to fix. So you have to be the MacGyver. You have to be able to fix it right then and there and be able to move on with it. What was it like for you, Eric, to be a part of Face Off? What do you feel that added to you, and do you think it propelled your career from that point?
Yeah, I think what Face Off did was it got my face out there for the show itself. I totally appreciate the opportunity. It was a lot of fun, for sure. But the thing is it was a gig. It wasn't like, you know, like the end-all, be-all. You know, when I go to these horror conventions and stuff, I'm not going like, oh, you know, Eric Fox from Face Off. I don't have the big Face Off banners and stuff like that, because to me it was a gig. I'd done makeup like 20 years before I went on the show. So it was, to me, another project I did. It just happened to be televised. And, yeah, it was fun. It was a super fun competition, for sure.
Well, when you look at what you do, you know, like I said in the beginning of the show, a lot of it is, you know, you don't get credit. And, you know, and that's just how our business is, both yours and mine. You do a lot of work, you bust your ass, but you know, you might see your name up at the end of the movie.
On the credits, yeah.
Yeah. But, you know, it takes a lot to do what you do. How would you say that you totally decided this was the path, and how did it define you into wanting to master and hone your craft?
This is something that I always kind of knew from an early age. When I was in high school, I was working part-time at the local costume shop just so I could buy supplies. And, you know, it was the only place in town that carried, like, liquid latex and scar wax and, you know, a lot of the stuff. So, you know, that we used back in the day. And this was, like, the 80s and stuff, you know, just, like, late 80s. So, you know, it like I said, it's always something that, you know, I wanted to do. So from working at the costume shop, it was like a little magic store costume shop. I just started meeting independent filmmakers and started helping them out with their little college films and stuff, and just kind of went from there. But yeah, it's cool. Art's something that's definitely, you know, helped keep me out of trouble my whole life, you know, because I always had positive things to strive for.
Most definitely. You know, we talked about diversity is the key. You know, I'm kind of pinning you in the corner here, brother. You know, you look at, because your hands are everywhere. I mean, you're all over. You do tons of different aspects. If you had to pick what aspect of the industry allows you to be the most creative and truly makes you, you know, feel like you're at home, what aspect of the industry would you say that truly defines?
I would say music videos. Luckily, we do a lot of work in the music industry. So to me, some of the funnest projects is working on music videos, because as an artist, you have a lot more leeway for creativity and coming up with weird, random, surrealistic imagery and stuff that doesn't really have to hold an audience as long as a feature film, so you can kind of get away with doing cooler stuff, you know, for short periods of time. I definitely love the music video side of stuff, for sure. Feature films are cool if you get on with a really cool crew, but if you get on with a crew that, you know, it's just a bunch of, you know, idiots and stuff, you're like stuck for a month and a half, you know, dealing with a bunch of people you don't want to deal with. I'm a hermit. I'd never go out. I'm always at the shop working. So at least music videos are super quick. they're done in a few
right.
days, and you get to make some really cool stuff. And we've been lucky enough to work with some really really cool artists and stuff. So yeah, it's a lot of fun.
You know, now I know why we connected when we first talked, bro. Now I truly know why, because I'm exactly the same way. You know, everybody thinks that I'm this extrovert because I go and do these events with 30,000 plus people every weekend, or, you know, these huge shows. But in all honesty, man, I'm alone, man. Probably in my whole life, I've told 5 people where I live, and I just find myself.
Yeah, I'm a hermit, man. I just want to hang out in my art studio and create and hang out with my small, select group of friends. It seems like the more people you meet, the more disappointed you get in humanity sometimes. You know? So it's like, you know, I definitely would rather stick to my family and my close friends and, you know, crew and stuff like that. It's just, I'm 44, you know, I've already had all the fun going out and all that weird stuff. And I just want to make stuff and, you know, share the knowledge and, you know, do what we do, have fun and create.
Most definitely. You know, that's one thing that you could see in your lives, that you truly do enjoy the people that you work with. What does it mean to someone like yourself that has such a tremendous staff that, you know, well, I guess I wouldn't even say staff, tremendous family that you can count on? Because in your business, you have to rely on the people you work with to get a finished product. So how pertinent and relevant is that family, and how hard was it for you to finally get that true aspect?
Well, you know, the thing is, with this type of work environment, it's a real kind of close-knit environment, because you're working, I mean, you know, there'll be days where we're working, you know, 16, 17 hours a day, getting ready for a big, you know, project deadline or something. And, you know, so it's definitely a close-knit environment. And, you know, finding, you know, good crew. The thing is with this business, too, it's like if there's not much going on, you know, like a lot of times we'll bring in people as we need them. We used to do a bunch of interns and stuff like that, but unfortunately it's like this day and age, a lot of the younger generation, you know, expects, you know, instant stardom and all this, and they don't realize that the work it takes to make it in this business, you know, it's a lot of work. It's a lot of hours, and you know, if you come in here for an internship, and one of the first questions you ask is what celebrities have I met, you know, it's not the right environment, because that's not what it's about. It's about the art and, you know, doing a good job and, you know, paying the dues. That's what it was called back in the day in the business. You know what I mean? It's like you're not going to get the good gigs until you paid the dues. And, you know, it seems like a lot of the kids these days, they don't understand the concept of getting good at something and then getting recognition for it. You know, it's kind of a weird conundrum.
Yeah, it truly is, because I don't even hire an apprentice anymore. You know, I'm getting up in age. I'm 53 years old, and I just let go of my latest intern, you know, and it's hard because I totally feel where you're coming from. I don't get starstruck, man. To me, you're just a person doing your job like me.
Dude, and it's funny because it's like I don't really watch a lot of movies and stuff, so I don't even know who half these people are. Like, people would be surprised at how much I have to Google who it is I'm working with, because I just don't know. I watch, like, documentaries and stuff, you know, and things on UFOs and weird crap, you know, so it's like I don't even know who half these celebrities are.
Yeah, see, you know, I know who they are, but like I said, you know, to me, they're just a man out there collecting a paycheck. And, you know, I get these interns, like my last one, you know, and I transitioned them not only from boxing but into MMA, got them deals with major promotions. And, you know, they said, I just want to shoot side by side with you one time. And I did, and I never got the product. I was like, you know, hey, what's going on? I said, well, I seen what you put out there, and it would make my stuff look lame. Well, first and foremost, I've been in the industry for 23 years. I don't expect your stuff to look like mine.
Exactly.
And then they run, and they don't give you the, I guess, the respect that is duly noted, you know.
100%. 100%. It's like the, I have my little show I do on Facebook, and that's why we kind of started, you know, just only bringing in professionals and stuff to help out and assist, because we've been doing it for a little over like almost 2 years now, like a year and a half. And the earlier shows were so cringy because it was just people coming in and hanging out and not wanting to be here for the right reasons and stuff. So, you know, I've definitely, you know, streamlined it and, you know, kind of made it more PG because we're working on setting up our YouTube and stuff like that. But yeah, it's, it's always a growing experience with anything. So, but yeah, things are rocking. We're having a good time for sure.
You know, you could see that through your live feeds, and that's what I love, some certain aspects of social media. I don't love all of them, you know, but I do love the aspect of where artists like yourself, you know, people that are mastering your craft or wanting to show people what you truly do and how much hard work and determination it takes to be where you're at. You know, it gives you the ability to share with the world, and I like that aspect, you know, the other entitlement, you know, the gimme generation.
It happens all the time, dude. And it's really unfortunate because it's, you know, like guys like me that have you know, work for years and years and years just to even, you know, start getting the recognition, you know, for what we've done. You know, and it's like these, you know, it's, you got to stay humble and treat people like you want to be treated in life. And you can't, you know, expect like this, you know, everything to be given to you, because it's just not how it works. You know, and I don't really run a super PC type culture shop here. It's all about having fun and joking around, and you know, it's, you know, I try to maintain in the real world. So yeah, it's fun. We have a fun time here.
That's really all that matters, man, is that you're enjoying what you do. You know, I know you said music videos, you know, are your forte, but you're best known for the Raking, Space Truckers, and Progeny. You know, what did it feel like for you to, and I know you're not that type of dude, because I can already tell, but what did it mean for you to start getting recognition for your work, for people to start saying, you know what, that's Eric Fox right there, and what did it mean to you?
It's kind of cool, because it's it's kind of funny. Like one of the most popular movies I worked on was Sharknado 3, and to me it's like I don't even think I watched the whole thing. You know what I mean? You know, but Sharknado 3 is like one of the more popular ones that I've worked on recently, and it was one of those things where it's like there's so many you know, so much cooler, you know, films and stuff. Like Flying Lotus had put out a film called Cusco that we worked on, and that had some really cool we had to make a lobster creature that came out of George Clinton's butt. That was a lot of fun. So, you know, we had the, you know, great George Clinton there from the Funkadelics and stuff. And I had to puppeteer a lobster creature coming out of his butt. We had a big fake prosthetic butt. And that was a lot of fun. You know, to me, that was a lot cooler than Sharknado, you know, and so, and also too, Troma. I don't know if you had heard of Troma, but like they did like the Toxic Avenger movies in the 80s.
Yeah, Troma films.
Tromeo, yeah, Tromeo and Juliet. Well, we just shot the sequel in New York to Tromeo and Juliet.
Oh, that's dope. That would be cool.
Yeah,
see,
so we got to.
I'm envious of you, man, because you get to live creativity. I mean, I do perceptively through a lens and on an interview like this, but I mean, you get your hands in there, you get to create, you get to do one of a kind aspects. What does it mean for, you know, and I know we kind of asked you this question, but I want to get more of a defined answer. To look back now over the shoulder and look the path that you walked on, how proud of you are you of yourself and the ability that you've taught yourself, you know, moving forward in life? Because what you do is truly tremendous.
Thank you so much. I'm proud of myself for sure, because it's I've had a lot of naysayers in my life. You know what I mean? So you know, you got to take pride in, you know, just sticking with something, even when, like, you know, most people would give up. And that's the thing, is it's all about chasing the dream. Like, I'm constantly chasing the dream all the time. You know, sometimes you're doing great in this business, and sometimes you hit some slow months. You know what I mean? So it's like, yeah, you know, it's a lot of people think just because, you know, you got a big Instagram following, or you're working on movies, or you have some limited fame or whatever you call it, that equate that to money. You know, they always, the people that don't know the business always equate that to, oh, this guy must be balling. You know, that's the furthest from the truth. You know what I mean? So I think that's another thing that a lot of these kids that want to get into this business don't realize is the cash doesn't come right away. You know, it's you got to love what you do. That's what sorts out the people that's going to eventually give up, or the people that's going to, you know, stick through it no matter what. You know, it's little things like that.
See, I know exactly what you're talking about.
And the trick is just stick with it.
Yeah, you know, I know exactly what it's taken me 23 years to build a brand around myself. You know, and it's hard work. You know, there's a lot of disappointment. People go, bro, I need a sponsor or this or that, and I'm like, man, it don't come overnight, man. And you know, you're so right on when people think that you're balling. You know, people think that, oh, Don, you got all this money.
It's a misconception, and people don't realize it's a lot of work. Like, you got to work freaking like four times as hard as somebody that's got a 9-to-5. And that's the thing. That's the trick. Is if you're not busy on gigs, you're like pounding the pavement, lining gigs up. You know, that's the thing. It's a constant, constant cycle. You know, yeah. So luckily we've been pretty damn busy. You know, between the trauma stuff, the Muse music videos, and a bunch of the other projects that we got lined up and just finished. So yeah, things are good.
You know, Erica, I've never done this before, but I had one of my friends hit me up, and her daughter is a little intrigued about the industry. So her name is Brittany. Let's go ahead and give her a call and see what in the world she wants to ask you. You know, it's not often.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system. 54053.
I guess she's going to have to miss out on this one. They just sent the number and said call her. So, but you know.
Hey,
you could forward
her to my Facebook, my Facebook page, and if she has any questions, I gladly, you know, could shoot her some tips or whatever she needs.
Almost definitely, you know, you look at everything that you've truly done, and you know, I don't think that you've truly even found the true aspect or defined the aspect of where you're going. I think you're just getting started, even though you've been in the industry for a long time. What does it mean for you to have Morbix FX and now be able to show the world what you're truly capable of, or even yourself in that matter?
Eventually directing. That's going to be one of the phases, hopefully coming up within the next like few years. But yeah, I want to start making our own films eventually. You know, I think that's where you're going to have the most creative control is make your own movie for sure. So, you know, I've always liked the trauma soul aspect of stuff with like the pure independent filmmaking and all that. So, I definitely think that making our own content, you know, that's definitely something. I've set goals for myself. So one of my goals is by the time I'm 50 to shoot my first flick. So it's getting there. I got like 5 years, 5 years to, you know, put a movie together.
That's cool, though. You know what? I'll have to hook you up with. I don't know if you've ever seen this. It's a spoof, you know, comedy called Detective Jimmy Apple. It's on Amazon and several other different platforms, and I think it might even be on YouTube in some essence. My buddy from Inman, his name is Steve Inman from Inman Studios, and he likes to do, little films and things of that nature. I'm gonna have to hook you guys up because it would be a match made in heaven. That way you guys could correlate yourself even more into the industry, because he does a lot of different things along your line, and I think it would be a tremendous match for you guys to hook up and do some creative projects
together.
Yeah, that
would be great, man. Yeah, we're always looking to work with fun, interesting, you know, other artists and, you know, directors and musicians and, you know, filmmakers. And yeah, man, we, you know, that's what we try to do. And, you know, that's the biggest thing is in this business is networking for sure. That's like one of the biggest things. And that's why you try to, you know, just be nice to people. Like, LA's got a lot of real phony people, you know. Don't be phony nice. Be honest, you know, with people. But, you know, it's like, yeah, that's why I'm a hermit, man. I just hang out and wait till gigs come, you know, call me up. And if it sounds like something that's cool, I'll take it up.
Yeah. If there was an aspect that you can do outside of your genre, you know, because if you're like me in any sense of the, you know, the word, I'm always wanting to break into something different. I'm always wanting to touch different aspects. If there was an aspect of the industry.
I actually have a couple of top secret projects that will eventually be announced, but that is a completely separate entity from special effects. It's a whole different industry. But we will be launching that here pretty soon. We're developing prototypes as we speak. That has nothing to do with the movie making biz or anything like that. I think the mask line that we started last year is one of the things that we were working on to kind of branch out from the movie stuff, is make some fun, cool quality merchandise that people could buy. So that's all available on my website.
Yeah, well, we got everybody on here. Why don't you go ahead and just tell people where they can find your website. What's the address for your website, brother?
Yeah, the website is www.ericfox, that's ericfox.us. And all of our merch line is there. We just started a brand new YouTube channel like last week. You can find that at Eric Fox's Art Jam on YouTube. And Instagram is MorbX, that's MORBX, then FX on Instagram.
You know, it's funny because they call me the verbal Walters of MMA, but a lot of people really don't know that I interview television stars, movie stars. I interview some of the top musicians in the industry also. I kind of like to keep my life separate from social media. You know, if you had an opportunity, and I know you don't get starstruck but or any of that aspect, but if you had a project that is out there now that you would love to work on, what project would that be? Just to pick your brain a little bit.
Oh, yeah. I think that for me, since I like music video type stuff so much, I think that one of the bands that I would probably most like to work with would probably be Nine Inch Nails.
Oh, that'd be dope. Yeah. It's
funny because it would either be Nine Inch Nails or it would be Tech N9ne. Huge fan of Tech N9ne as well. Like, my music spectrum is like all over the place. But yeah,
but you're cool with the Tech, because Tech is from Springfield, Missouri, and he moved out to California a few years ago, and he found fame. You know, and that's when trap music came out. And Tech correlated trap into what he does, and he instantly blew up. You know, out here he was maybe pulling 20 people a night. So, go ahead.
I was saying that, like, I've been listening to like Tech N9ne forever, dude. All the old strange music stuff, and a huge fan forever, man. Like, this shit was great.
Yeah, you know, I liked when he added the trap aspect. I was gonna say, because when he was out here, honestly, I think it was the smartest decision an artist ever made, because the Midwest could be harsh. I'm just going to be honest. It's not like either coast. You know, he was doing shows every weekend and finding it hard to make a living. Goes out to California, and EDM and trap and all that were blowing up, and he decided to pull that into his aspect and add theatrics to who he is. And now he's a household name, and it's tremendous that people find that ability. You know, we talk about you loved horror movies, you loved different aspects. When did you finally realize that you had the ability to create what you do?
It was a lot of trial and error. It was a lot of figuring out, you know, a bunch of different ways of not to do stuff. You know, we didn't have the internet or Google or any of that, you know, when, you know, back in the 80s, you know, late 80s, early 90s, when I was trying to learn this stuff, you know, this was all, you know, there was like maybe 3 books in existence and whatever information you could get out of like Fangoria magazine. And that was about it. You know, it was, today there's, you know, so many different classes and so many different online tutorials and online schools, and it's an abundance of, you know, information on makeup effects and puppets and props and stuff.
Yeah. I'm not trying to blow your head up or anything, but you came along before the internet. So, you know, is your industry a lot like mine? You know, I remember back in the early days when I first started shooting boxing for HBO and Showtime, and doing, you know, major concerts with just like Wiz Khalifa and St. Lunatics and things of that nature, Bone Thugs and Harmony. And I would go ask somebody for advice, and they would say, man, get the F out of here, kid. And, you know, nobody would help me. You know, so
I was lucky enough to have a few artists, you know, like willing to, you know, give me some insight and some chances and stuff when I was younger, you know, because I think they saw the fact that I had the drive and I was out there doing it. You know, I mean, I've literally been doing this for as long as I can remember. You know, I used to, you know, when I was, you know, a young kid, I would, you know, get masks and then, you know, put latex and toilet paper on them and repaint them and modify everything. And, you know, I've always, you know, tried to be creative, and, you know, it's just been a natural progression and stuff, you know, it's just dedication. You know, it takes time to hone any craft, you know, it's, you know, the more time you put into anything, the better the outcome's going to be.
Oh, yeah, you're completely right, dedication. I mean, you truly got to be dedicated. You know, one thing I like to do in life, and I like to instill in my show, is because, it's my show, no, I'm joking, but I'm old school. So I think people don't give those in life that have truly instilled value in them, gave them intent, you know, whispered that whatever they needed to hear at that moment. You know, I like for people to give thanks, because we don't always get that opportunity. So when you look back and the people that stood side by side with you, Eric, the ones that gave you that nudge and the intent when you needed it, who would those people be that you would like to give thanks to for the creation of Eric Fox?
Oh, man. That's hard, because it's throughout my life. Luckily, I've had a lot of support, like my mom and my brother, for sure. And, you know, they've always been, you know, super supportive. And, you know, my wife, Melissa, dude, she's great. You know, she's taken, you know, what I've worked for so long, and since she has an understanding of the business, you know, because she's been doing effects herself for a long time, you know, she's, you know, helping me kind of bring it to the next level of, like, professionalism. You know, I'm just a hippie artist, you know what I mean? So she does a really great job of, you know, you know, keeping me on schedule and, you know, that kind of stuff. And, you know, it's awesome. You know, so, you know, her definitely, and like the crew, you know, I mean, you know, throughout the years, I've had some really great assistants, you know, and then the artists, you know, the kind of old timer effects guys and stuff that's given me advice, you know, I totally appreciate it. Guys like Screaming Mad George and, you know, there's just so many of them, you know, it's hard to name everybody, but yeah, just friends and family, man, the ones that have been there for you, you know, it's, I got friends in this business, like, my buddy Ken Banks, he does, like the eyeballs for Chucky and the Chucky films and stuff, and works over at like Altarian Studios, one of the big huge shops and stuff. And me and this buddy, we've been friends for like almost like 30 years or some shit, you know, like 27 years or something ridiculous. And yeah, you know, he gave me a lot of advice and, you know, help, and, you know, kind of with tips and stuff when I was starting out. So yeah, just, you know, people in the biz. That's the thing is, if you, usually I noticed if, you know, people see that you're dedicated and, you know, really give a crap about what you do, usually they take you more serious, for sure.
Oh, yeah. Well, you definitely have made a name for yourself. You know, the industry is harsh for my listeners.
It is, man. It's the entertainment business just in general, and it's kind of funny because, like, in the effects business, usually it was, you know, just a bunch of nerdy kids that, you know, wanted to work on movies, but, you know, kind of thought they were, like, too awkward or ugly to be on camera, you know, so they, like, you know, would do, like, the art end of the deal, you know, the behind the scenes and, you know, all that fun shit, but, you know, but since, like, Face Off and stuff, I just noticed it. But, like, everybody wants to be an effects artist. You know, it's just, it's like this, you know, it kind of overflooded our industry with, you know, people that, you know, don't know how to make appliances and stuff, but get the pre-made appliances and we'll go do a job for, like, a few hundred bucks. And it just kind of, you know, kind of undercuts all the people that, you know, been doing it forever and kind of, you know, try to do it the right way. You know, it just kind of, you know, these little Instagram makeup artists and stuff, you know, giving out bad information on how to do stuff. And, yeah, it just kind of, you know, in the business, it's, you know, I try not to do that.
Oh, yeah. You know, I know exactly what you're talking about, bro, because it's like, you got to remember when I started shooting, we were 35 millimeter. And then along came digital photography, and I don't even consider it. I consider myself a digital imagist now. I'm not a photographer because what I take never hits paper. It truly, I mean, unless it's for a poster, it never hits paper. So it's truly conceptually changed basically who I am. I had to reinvent myself to stay in this industry. You know, looking at it in that aspect, and since you brought it up, how hard was it for you to reinvent yourself in the industry once the change came with all these people that think they were makeup artists after Face Off? But not only in that aspect, I mean, you get to see people come and go because you're a truly defined
constantly.
Artist.
Constantly. Right? Like, I think around here at the shop, I think is when it comes to, like, interns and stuff that, you know, people come in and want to do, like, a six-month, like, apprenticeship and stuff. I think the rate is, like, 1 out of 15 has any hope. And it's sad, but people start realizing that, oh, shit, I got to be here at 3 o'clock in the morning, or, oh, shit, you know, like, I'm going to get dirty. You know, it's... Man, it kills me. It's you know, and especially if a camera comes out, because then they want to come in all decked out, and, you know, and I'm just like, man, you can't, like, work in those shoes here, like, you know, working with plasters and stuff. Don't wear your fancy stuff because you'd be mixing rubber and shit. Like, it's just silly. It's just it's the wrong reason.
Yeah,
you know,
they're in it for the fame, and glory,
yeah.
not the effort.
Yeah, I had someone that was working here that literally got pissed off because they didn't get more followers. Like, dude, it's mind-boggling the excuses and shit that, like, some of these younger, it's almost like Twilight Zone stuff. You know, I'm just like, dude, I can't. I've noticed that the people that have gone to college usually have less hope than the people that didn't go to college. It's kind of this funny thing I'm noticing.
Oh my God, I'm so glad you brought that up, man. I mean, we're going to be wrapping things up here shortly, but I'm so, oh my God, you couldn't have been more, hit it more on the head because, you know, I went to
trade schools, that's where it's at, man. Just like the old school days, like when you would go to school and they would ask you, like, well, hey, kids, what do you want to be when you grow up? Like, do they not do that shit no more? Because it's like, for me, it's like, this is what I always wanted to do. So it was, I don't think people have goals, man. They just want to do whatever gigs, like, yeah, that's why it just takes a certain person to be in this business and to be taken seriously.
Yeah, I get it because, you know, like I was saying, I have my associates in mechanical engineering technology. I got my master's in engineering science. Never in my life did I ever think I wanted to be a combat sports photographer. You know, but
yeah, exactly.
I am it. And,
yeah,
you know, I never
great.
Thought about journalism. But the thing about it, the point that you made, though, bro, is I've never went to school for any of this.
No,
and
I'm self-taught myself. And that's what's so funny is I think people that have the abilities to figure things out on their own, I think in the long run is going to be great because it's like I'll get people in here and if they just don't have that spark or that will to do it, the kind of eye of the tiger or whatever, like if they don't have that, I could sit here and explain different types of latex all day long and all they're going to know is just product name. You know what I mean? That's it. They're not going to do anything with that information. It's, you know, I can teach you the products. I can show you how to do the stuff, but you need that drive to do it. And that's what I'm noticing that a lot of people are lacking these days.
Yeah, I actually, man, I feel you there. You know, like I said, I don't have very many more questions for you. But
yeah, no, but this has been a blast.
Since you're eccentric like me and kind of a hermit and quirky, you know, people don't understand us in the industry because people go, Don, you're kind of strange, bro. I said, no, I'm just quirky and eccentric. There's a difference.
Yeah, of course.
But
I literally make alien dicks for a living. You know what I mean? So if people think I'm bizarre, it's, well, you know, I mean, dude, like, yeah, it's great. It's comedy, but
I love it.
Yeah, I really don't mind if people think I'm bizarre at all.
Well, you know, it's kind of, you know, goes back to even my childhood. After I got out of military school, I was a punk rocker, bro. And I'm the funny thing is though is I'm Indian and Irish, and I'm dark complected, so I was a skinhead.
Oh, dude,
you know,
my grandma was full blooded Cherokee. You know, like it's ridiculous. I'm very red toned. You know, when I was on Face Off, I would read a lot of the comments, and they're like, "Man, why is this guy as red as the devil's dick?" You know what I mean? So it's like, dude, it was great. And that's the thing is like. When you go and do a show like Face Off, man, people will make comments, and people are not nice. I've noticed that, and for me, it's like you can't take it personal because the end of the day, none of these people know you. You know what I mean? So it's like they have this weird idea, but it's whatever, you know, TV perception they have, you know? So it's really funny because it's like when I was on the show and people would make these memes and, you know, have these real mean, you know, but, you know, somewhat entertaining comments and stuff. I would like them and then, like, post them on my Facebook. You know what I mean? Because that, like, really kind of throws them off real quick.
Oh, yeah. I like messing with people, too.
Oh, yeah. It's great. I don't get my feelings hurt about any of this stuff, you know, at all. It's just, to me, it's all silly. You know, it's, you know, Face Off was a trip. Like, the thing is it seems like every time I'm at Walmart, that's where a lot of my fan base is, because I always get hit up for pictures and stuff at Walmart, and it's usually when I'm buying, like, cat litter or toilet paper. You know, like, it's always, like, first thing in the morning or, like, super late at night, and I'm, like, in my pajama pants and someone wants a photo, you know, so that's kind of ridiculous.
It's funny, though, because I know exactly what you're talking about. It's like, you know, that's why I live where I live, because not too many people know what I do. But, I mean, I've talked to some of the greats in the sport, and they're like, bro, I can't even take a piss without somebody asking for my autograph.
Okay, perfect example of that. Literally, that happens. I was at a Nine Inch Nails concert, had to pee, and it was like one of those urinals, like 20 people deep, you know, peeing in a trough. And I hear someone yell my name as I'm peeing, and the guy next to me literally takes his hand off his wiener and wants to give me a high five. And I'm like, dude, like, this is not happening. So not only is wiener guy, like, trying to high-five me, I got, like, 19 other dudes staring straight at me as I'm mid-flow, you know, mid-stream. It's absolutely ridiculous. And my favorite is, like, when people come up and they're like, hey, you're that guy from that TV show. And if they don't say Face Off, if they're like, if I get the random, hey, you're the guy from the TV show, I turn around and I go, oh, great, you watch Cops? And then, like, they always, like, kind of, like, double take for a second, because they're like, oh, shit, was that, like, the wrong show? Like, you know, I've gotten, like, The Voice before. Like, oh, I've seen you on The Voice. And, yeah, I'm like, oh, okay. And Ink Masters, did Ink Masters a lot. So, yeah, fame's a funny thing, man. It's you can't take it serious. It's silly.
Yeah, you need to tell them, man, I'm from 9 Month Fiance, you know, Naked and Afraid.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Fuck with their minds,
all of
man.
That, man. Yeah. I've actually seen that 90 Day Fiance, and I got to say that is, like, absolutely, like, intriguing show. It definitely is. It's quite overwhelming sometimes. But
oh, yeah.
No, that's great. That's great.
Yeah, I trip off that show, man, because I'm like, for real. You know, and I'm going to let you go.
That's why I don't watch any of that crap, dude. I literally, like, I don't watch any TV. I literally watch, like, conspiracy theory videos about UFOs and secret societies and weird shit like that. Like, yeah, I don't, you know, to me, that's way more entertaining. You know,
yeah,
what
right?
I mean?
Oh, yeah, I'm, dude, I don't watch TV, it's something like you, but if I do, it's either the History Channel, the Learning Channel, but lately I've been, my friends are looking at me like I'm crazy, but I've been getting off into Socrates and Plato and philosophy and just weird things,
yeah.
Man.
No,
but
that's great, man. Oh, yeah, like around here, it's all like crime shows, like, my wife is, like, addicted to, like, Dateline and, you know, like, all that First 48 type stuff, you know? So, yeah, it's great, man. Like, we love all that stuff.
I'm glad we're the same, bro, because, you know, everybody always gives me crap in life, and now I know there's a tremendous artist out there and a man with a vision that walks the same path that I do. I don't feel so bad anymore.
Oh, yeah, dude, that's why I'm just staying away from all the Hollywood crap. Like, I work in the business, but it's like, it's funny, like, because I don't even know who half these people are that I'm dealing with, just because I don't, you know, I just want to make cool stuff, dude. I'm in it for the art. I don't, you know, care about, oh, my God, I get to work with so-and-so. Like, every once in a while, like, I work with a celebrity that I'm like, oh, shit, you know. Like, normally when I work with a celebrity, it's like the guessing game, like, are they going to be cool or are they going to be a dick? You know what I mean? It's one or the other. And luckily, you know, most of the people we've worked with have been really great. You know, we've worked on some just amazing people. But, you know, a few of them, you know, it was a real disappointment. Because you're like, man, I used to look up to you, dude, but kind of a dick.
Yeah, so, I really know that feeling in the music industry, bro.
Yeah, it's sad. You know, it's like, oh my God.
But see, I was blessed, though, and I'm not going to lie. Through some of my sponsorships in the sport, you know, they were in the music industry long before they were even in the sport. So I got to be part of, well, I'm still part of the Bone Thugs and Harmony family and the family tree. And then you jump to the other side where I'm at, you know, I'm part of the Lunatics family. So it's awesome, man, to be in like that. You know, people stereotype a lot of the aspect of the industry and music. And I tell you what, the Lunatics and Bone Thugs and Harmony, they're the most dopest people. They're just like us, man.
Dude, I got a lot of respect for, like, so many different aspects. It was really cool, man. Like, Flavor Flav actually came down and did one of my art jams and stuff. Like, it was great, you know, seeing him, dude, because I was, like, you know, a huge fan, like, you know, when I was a kid and stuff. So to have cats like Flavor Flav hit you up to come down and kick it, you know, it was just kind of like, you're like, what? You know, and then I got recognized by DMC and shit, like, at one of the shows that we did. And I'm just like, I know exactly who you are. You know, so, yeah.
I'm going to tell you a funny story real quick, and then I got one more question for you. But I was sitting at home, and my phone rang, and it didn't say anything on it. And he said, man, this is Jay-Z from Rockefeller Records. And I said, man, get the fuck out of here. And I hung up the phone. And I subsequently did this like 3 or 4 more times. And the fifth time it came across my caller ID as Rockefeller Records. And I was like, holy shit.
I just hung up on
Jay-Z. I hung up on Jay-Z 4 times.
Yeah, and that's great, man.
Oh, Ed, you know, the funny thing about it is he laughed, he was cool about it, but he was wanting me to shoot a concert series up in St. Louis, and I hung up on the man and almost lost the job, you know, because you can't take anybody at face value anymore with the internet being there.
Yeah, it's great, man. Like, yeah, there's a lot of weirdos out there, too. Like, that's the thing. I think that's why I'm becoming more and more of a hermit the older I get. Because I'm just realizing that, man, there's some weird people out there, and you got to be pretty damn weird if I consider you weird. But, you know, like, you know, I got a, you know, mohawk and tons of tattoos and wear, like, you know, crazy eye makeup every day. And if I think you're weird, you got to be a little bizarre, you know, like, because I'm not that judgmental, you know, like, I love everybody. But, yeah, man, some people are just weird.
Yeah, it was funny. Is I used to honestly wear eye makeup when I was 17, 18 years old when I was a skinhead.
Yeah, I did too. I just never quit. That's my thing, man. It's like I've had the same look since like 90 something. You know, but
that's cool as fuck.
Yeah, it's great. Yeah.
You know, Eric, I wanted you on the show because you're changing and creating the path of the industry that you're in, and you're diversifying yourself in truly many facets, and not very many people can do that. But yet you've been able to remain yourself and stay humble. You know, when the time comes, you know, and people have to give that reflection back into the life of Eric Fox, what would you like to be most remembered for?
Just enjoying life, man. Just trying to, you know, just create and share the knowledge. That's it, man. Share the fun, share the art. That's what it's about. It's as an artist, you want people to see what you're spending all that time doing. So, you know, it's create cool stuff and share it. That's it.
Awesome.
Luckily, we live in this great day and age of the internet where it's so much easier to do that, which, it's cool.
Yeah, this show wouldn't even be possible if it wasn't for the internet. So, you know, it's tremendous. You know, like I said, the main reason I wanted you on here, your work is impeccable. Now, after having you on the show, I completely love your attitude and who you are and the way you project yourself. You know, it's people like you that truly bring this industry together. And
thanks, man. That means a lot.
Well, it's the truth, man. I don't just bring anybody up on my shows. I just don't do that.
Yeah, no, and I know that, and I am very appreciative of the opportunity and you taking the time. And I've really enjoyed this interview a lot too, man. You been a blast to talk to, and love the questions. And yeah, man, things are fun, dude. The trick in life is just get up every day and love the people you're with and love what you do. That's the trick. And, you know, don't do it for like the praise of doing it, but, you know, do it because you want to create something cool, you
yeah.
know?
See, I dig that about you, man. My philosophy in life is do it because you love it, but do it without expectation. And
yeah,
I think that if anybody's listening and loves this aspect of the industry, if you do it for your without expectation, you're going to go far, you know, and that's what you've done, brother. You've created and defined the industry in your own aspect. You know, Eric, I'm going to hand the microphone to you. First and foremost, it was an honor to be able to interview someone like you. I would love to have you back on the show in the future because there's many, many chapters to who you are as an artist. But I'm going to hand the microphone to you. If there's any, you know, websites, any places, anything you want to holler out, any social media sites, or just anything else you'd like to add to the program, the floor is yours, brother.
Yeah, hey, thanks so much for having me. Really greatly appreciate it. And, yeah, man, you guys could check us out on Instagram at MorbXFX. That's MorbXFX. On Instagram. Then we just started a brand new YouTube channel, Eric Fox's Art Jam. That's ERICFOX'S Art Jam, ARTJAM. That's on YouTube. Please subscribe. We just started it, so we're going to be releasing new content. And you can check out our merchandise line and our stuff at www.ericfoxfx.us. And also, too, my wife, she has a brand new makeup line that is like a pro makeup line for like, it works great for like musicians and, stage artists, that kind of stuff. Really brightly, heavily pigmented. And you can find that at www.NikkiStarCosmetics.com. That's www.NikkiStarCosmetics.com. Really killer stuff, especially for like musicians and things like that for sure. So that's about it. Thank you guys very much. for listening to me talk.
Hey, the pleasure was all ours, man. It's not often I get a true cat of the business that sees things the way that I do, so I appreciated the interview that much more because, you know, I got to deal with the entertainment world, and of course sometimes
you
get...
100%. That's why I don't talk politics. I don't talk religion. I just keep it about the art. You know, that's all I do.
And I don't do dramatics, so we're good on that, bro.
Yeah.
I don't. You know, one thing I want to say before I let you go, I apologize to my listeners. The bio that I wrote up, I made a mistake on that. I'm transparent in life. I made a mistake on that. I pulled the wrong bio. So I apologize to you, Eric.
It's
corrected
just one
now.
It was just an old one from like many, many years ago in a galaxy far, far away and stuff. So, you know, we're off to a whole new world. So,
most definitely. I look forward to having you back on.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me. And, hope to chat soon.
Yeah, man, I'd love to have you back on, and when you can announce your new projects, I'd love to have you back on and share you with the world, man. You truly a real cat, and I appreciate that, man. And you don't get that much in this industry. I appreciate who you are and what
you're
doing.
Hollywood.
No, you don't. On that note, thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen. This is Eric Fox. Eric, you truly are a master of special effects
thank you,
and makeup.
Sir.
And it was a blessing to have you on my show, brother.
Yeah, it was great being here. Thank you.
All right, thank you, and God bless you, brother. Peace. Ladies and gentlemen, that was Eric Fox. Man, that's tremendous. Man, I loved that interview. I did, because not often do I find somebody quirky, eccentric, but truly loves what they do, like Eric Fox. And I thought I was one of a few that was like that. You know, with that being said... I'm going to take us out of here with I'll take us out of here with a little Swamp. On that note, have a good night, and God bless.
I said where I come from, people always get money. Turn to Florida.